you have with others, and it comes with a sacrifice. It's true, because for you to give, for you to give something to someone, you must sacrifice it. So giving actually is an act of sacrifice, and that's what God did. Like, he sacrificed Jesus to us. So like she said, whenever you are giving, it must be done sacrificially. When you give gradually, there's no blessing to it. Good. Let's laugh for Lavia. Yes. Another volunteer. Who is Oyeneba? Wow, let's welcome Oyeneba. Your safe pastor is calling you people out. All right.
Topic of my quiet time is live an exemplary life. I took my quotation from 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 12. Paul told Timothy that let no man despise thy youth, but be thou examples of the believers in your word, in your conversation, in your charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. I learned that we should live an exemplary life. We should be like Timothy. If we live an exemplary life, no man will despise our youth. And again, if we live an exemplary life, God will bless us. Amen.
Wow, let's clap for Oyeneba. You know, what Oyeneba shared, what Oyeneba shared with us is very important as young people. Because in 1 Timothy 4:12, you see, Timothy was Paul's son in the Lord, or let me say a disciple or a follower. Do you understand it? Like the way your safe pastor is teaching you, always that was how Timothy was to Paul. And you see, the book of Timothy, the book of Timothy actually was a letter Paul wrote to Timothy to instruct him, because he was a young pastor. Yeah, he was very young, but he was in charge of one of the churches that Paul went to do a mission work. And he was in charge. And as a young person, Paul wrote to him as a son. And all the things that he wrote to him, which Oyeneba shared with us, he said that, let no man despise your youth. To despise means that to make mockery of something. You see, and a lot of young people are being despise. That means that they feel that young people are not really, really important in doing certain things. So then Paul told Timothy, listen, Timothy, be an example in your love. So there should be an example you must set to people by loving them. He said, be an example in your conversation. In that part, the conversation means your behavior, your attitude. Yeah, your attitude. Your attitude must show that, yes, you are a Christian. Your attitude must speak a lot. You should be different as a young Christian. Why? Because the Bible says in Matthew 5, verse 6, that we are the light of the world. Say, let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify God which is in heaven. So your attitude as a young Christian must be an example to many. Please, you understand it? Yeah, that's how we got the name Christians. Why? Because the people in Antioch realized that no, this type of people, they do their things like Christ. And that came the word Christians, Christ-like, people like Christ. So we should be like Christ. You are the light to your classmates in a classroom. You are the light to your family members. Your example must show. That's what Oyeneba is trying to share with us. That we should live an exemplary life. Do you understand it? Yeah. Imagine me, you see me, Pastor Peter, and you see me in a betting center, what will you think of me? You'll be like, hey, my pastor is also into betting. But meanwhile, maybe I have not even gone to do, but I'll just watch. But the fact that you saw me there quickly, you said no. Or you see me smoking, and I come to tell you don't smoke. Will you believe, will you be listening to me? Yes. That is why a lot of us, our friends don't mind us, because they don't see any example that you are living. The thing that you want to tell them to do, you yourself, you are not doing it. So one of the ways that you can live an exemplary life is to do what you say. So in Acts chapter 1 verse 1, it says that the things that you do and teach. So you can live an exemplary life by doing what you are saying. Your classmates should see that, in fact, this girl is a Christian. Is it that will give you the boldness to stand in front of them and talk to them about Jesus? So a lot of us don't have that boldness because what our friends are doing, we are doing it with them. We gossip with them. We tell lies together with them. We steal with them. We insult with them. We do bad things with them. But meanwhile, you are a Christian in the church as a young person. So even if they find that, hey, you go to church, they get surprised because they know that what they do, you do it together with them. So let's live an exemplary life. All of you, the scripture is shared. 1 Timothy 4:12. You should read and think about it as a young Christian. It says, be thou an example in your love, in your behavior. Please, do you understand it? All right, God bless you or anybody for this powerful Christ. Let's clap for him again. Yes, another volunteer, please. Another volunteer. Well, let's welcome her.
The topic for my quiet time is strong. I took my memory verse from Ephesians 6 verse 10. I read, finally, my breath, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. The definition for my topic is strong is the capability to do things. I learned that we must be strong, whether physical or spiritual. This is because the Bible tells us that we wrestle not against blood and flesh, but against principalities, against power, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in the high place, etc. So we must be strong. I also learned that being strong in the Lord is like God has given power over our has given us power over our enemies. Amen.
Let's clap for her. Yeah. Being strong in the Lord. You see? And one of the foundations, or one of the definitions that Rev gave us, is that a foundation is the strength of a building. Yeah. A foundation is the strength of a building. And in Ephesians 6:10, like she read, was telling us that we should be strong in the Lord. Listen, you see, the writer was specific about what we should be strong in. Why? Because a lot of young people, we are strong in other things. We are strong in music, especially worldly music. We are strong in football. We are strong in gossiping. We are strong in any other thing. But you see, the writer is that we should be strong in the Lord. Why? Because if you are strong in the Lord, then that will help you build a mighty foundation. Look at our key scripture, Psalm 11 verse. It says that if the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? So which means that if you are not strong enough, your foundations will be destroyed. Yeah. There's a scripture which says that if thou faint in the day of adversity, where is thy strength? You see, and what she shared there yesterday, Rev taught us three things that will test our foundation. Do you remember? Yeah. In Matthew 7, verse 24 to 25, Rev shared with us three things that test our foundations. And everybody here, your Christianity will be tested one day. What are the three things that Rev told us will test our foundation? Yes, number one is the wind. Number two, the rain. Number three, the floods. These three things, hey, a bishop, a pope, everybody will have its fair share of testing of his foundation. Do you understand it? Yeah. Please, do you get it? So, the scripture that we should be strong. When we are strong in the Lord, when these three things come, why? Because remember, Rev said that a foundation is what? It's one of the types of foundation, a foundation built on a rock. Do you remember that type of foundation? Yeah. So if your foundation